Chapter 16. And the Pharisees and Sadducees came to him to test him, and they asked him to show them a sign from heaven. But answering them, he said, "When it is evening, you say, 'The weather will be fair, for the sky is red.' And in the morning, you say, 'It will be stormy today, for the sky is red and lowering.' You know then how to read the face of the sky, but cannot read the signs of the times. An evil and adulterous generation demands a sign, and no sign shall be given it but the sign of Jonas." And he left them and went away. And when his disciples crossed the sea, they found that they had forgotten to bring bread. And he said to them, "Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees." But they began to argue among themselves, saying, "We have brought no bread." But Jesus, knowing this, said, "You of little faith, why do you argue among yourselves that you have no bread? Do you not yet understand, nor remember the 5 loaves among 5,000 men, and how many baskets you took up, nor the 7 loaves among 4,000, and how many large baskets you took up? Why do you not understand that it was not of bread I said to you, 'Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees'?" Then they understood that he bade them beware not of the leaven of bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Now Jesus, having come into the district of Caesarea Philippi, began to ask his disciples, saying, "Who do men say the Son of Man is?" But they said, "Some say John the Baptist, and others Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Then Jesus answered and said, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to thee, but my Father in heaven. And I say to thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly charged his disciples to tell no one that he was Jesus the Christ. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and scribes and chief priests, and be put to death, and on the third day rise again. And Peter, taking him aside, began to chide him, saying, "Far be it from thee, O Lord, this will never happen to thee." He turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan, thou art a scandal to me, for thou dost not mind the things of God, but those of men." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For he who would save his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake will find it. For what does it profit a man if he gain the whole world but suffer the loss of his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man is to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will render to everyone according to his conduct. Amen, I say to you, there are some of those standing here who will not taste death till they have seen the Son of Man coming in his kingdom.